Well, once again, it is a very good pleasure to be with y'all this evening. Y'all are a great encouragement to me, and I hope that I will be a great encouragement to y'all as well. You know, when you get ready to go to the store or go to work or maybe just go run around, do you go naked? You know, if you did, what would happen? Well, if you actually made it to your destination without getting pulled over, you're going to get in trouble with the law, aren't you? Aside from being extremely embarrassed. Well, you get ready before you go do anything, don't you? You make sure. Some people lay their clothes out the night before me. I'm one of these who I scramble to find my clothes that morning of. And hopefully I don't run late because of it. But I always leave with them, I can promise you that. We always get our clothes ready, get our teeth brushed, put our deodorant on, make sure at least it's been within a week. But we always make sure to get ready. Well, this evening I'm going to pose you the question, are you ready? Say, well, yes, I've got my clothes on, I've got my teeth brushed, done my hair. So what am I getting ready for? Well, as was read in the scripture reading, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Are you ready for the judgment day? There's going to come a day when everything as we know is going to be gone. There will be nothing left. Let's look over at 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Everything's going to be gone. And it's going to happen as a thief in the night. How many thieves do you know have ever knocked on someone's door and said, hey, I'm going to come on this date, I need you to be gone? Or maybe giving you a phone call, hey, I'm going to come tonight, go ahead and just set all this stuff by the front door so I don't have to bother with anything. No, they come when you're unexpecting. You must always be prepared. We must always be prepared for the coming of Christ, because it's going to happen as a thief in the night. We're not going to be ready for it if we don't prepare ourselves. You know, in the Old Testament, back in Numbers, the Israelites had tassels they had to wear to remind them of all the laws that God had given them. They clothed themselves with God's laws. We must clothe ourselves spiritually with God's laws. That way we can always be ready. So are you ready? With sin in our lives, we're going to have a terrible fate. But without sin, our reward will be an incorruptible crown. We're going to receive a just reward for our actions in this life. We will all be judged. We need to realize we will all be judged. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. A lot of people want to say, oh, well, there's only going to be a certain amount of people judged. Or, well, there's going to be this happen on that day. This or that is going to happen on that day. Well, the Bible gives us only one thing that's going to happen on that day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's look at verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So we can see that we can do good or bad, but we are all going to be judged according to that. And it's going to be according to our own works. You know, a lot of people want to say, oh, well, my dad or my mom, my grandma, they were members of the church, so I have their faith. What does the Bible have to say about that? Let's look at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26 and 27. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So it doesn't matter what mom or dad did. It doesn't matter what grandma or grandpa did. It matters what you do. You know, if they lived with sin in their lives, do you want to be judged on their sin? Why should you be able to be judged by their goodness? You can't pick or choose how you want to be judged, but you can make your life to where you will be judged according to the faith. And that is how we should all want to be judged. So what constitutes my deeds as good or bad? Let's look over in John chapter 14, verse 15. Get one of the answers from John chapter 14 and verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. We have been given commandments and laws and everything we need to live our lives faithful, have we not? The Bible gives us everything we need to live our lives as a faithful Christian. And if we keep those things, we prove our love. This morning we looked at what it is to show. We must show in our lives that we love God, that we love Christ. And we need to be able to show those things to others around us. We are supposed to be a light shining in this world of darkness. Does your light shine? Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 44 to get the other answer. John chapter 8 and verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. If we don't do the truth, well, then our deeds won't be good. If we don't do the truth, we're of our father the devil. Who wants to be considered a Satan follower in here? I know I don't. And I don't believe any of y'all would like to be called that either. Those might be fighting words to some people. Those are very strong and powerful words. But if we don't follow the truths that have been proclaimed to us throughout the Bible, that is what we have been called by Christ. So why can't we all just go to heaven on that day? Wouldn't that be easy? Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could all just go to heaven? Some people claim that there is no hell, that we will all just go to heaven that day. And how wonderful that would be, wouldn't it? But what does the Bible have to say about that? Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Says, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that last day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It would be wonderful if we could all get to heaven that day, but the truth of the matter is that not everyone will. And I know it's a very sad thing to think, but I would imagine in someone in everyone's family, whether it be immediate family, second family, third, or so on, we know of someone who's going to have that fate. And it's not something you want to think about. I've got two brothers that if they don't change their ways,
I won't be able to see them on that great day because of their actions, because of what they have done. And it's a sad thing to think that even our own very loved ones will have that very fate. But it doesn't have to be that way, does it? We've been given a way to be able to not have that fate. If we will just hear what the Bible has to say, we can know how to live our lives. And knowing how to live our lives, we must do it. And if we do that, then we will hear on that day, "Well done, good and faithful servant." There are verses in the Bible that let us know that we can go to hell if we so desire. Why would you want to desire something so evil? Let's look over in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." There's a list of ways right there that we can go to hell if we so choose. But look at the verses directly after that. Verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions of lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or envying one another." The fruits of the Spirit. We need those in our lives to not go to hell, to have that home in heaven. Let's look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Sorry, verse 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. It says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." There's another list that will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 11, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are justified by the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Look at that verse 11 very close. "And such were some of you." Just because you may be that person now doesn't mean you have to continue being that person, does it? Through Christ, we can be the person that God demands us to be, that God commands us to be. We can be that person. We don't have to continue in our sin, do we? We have a way out of it. And that way out, we must follow. So can I know on that day what my judgment will be? Let's look over at Paul. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He knows he's about to die. How does he feel about that? "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only to me, but those that also love his appearing." If we want and we are ready to see the appearing of Christ, we have nothing to fear.
There is nothing that can make us afraid in this world, is there? If we have Christ on our side, what is there to be afraid of? But if we have sin in our lives, what is there not to be afraid of? He was ready to be offered. He was ready to die. He knew what his outcome would be. Do we know what our outcome is? We're going to face temptations and trials every day of our life. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "The devil walketh around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." If you think back at Job, when the devil saw Satan, what did Satan say he was doing? He was walking to and fro on the face of the earth. So long ago, he was doing the same thing he said he's doing now. The devil hasn't changed. The devil is going to try to get you in every way he can, but we have God on our side. We have Christ on our side. We have been given the words of God through the Holy Spirit for us to study, for us to look at, for us to know. And in knowing those things, we can know what our judgment will be on that final day. We have a goal to achieve. Let's look over at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. This is my favorite passage in the Bible right here. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know. And the way, you know." We know how to get to heaven, don't we? We must follow that. We must do that. The first thing we must do is we must be a Christian. You know, if you're not a Christian and you're of that age where you know right and wrong, where you know that you don't need to be doing these things, and you don't become a Christian, then you live every day on the edge. But once you become that Christian, you can begin that faithful fight. There's a song that I sang growing up all the time. I sing it every once in a while now. It's a beautiful song, has great and powerful meaning. That song is "There's a Great Day Coming." And it goes like this: "There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, where the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming. There's a bright day coming by and by. But its brightness will only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming. There's a sad day coming by and by, when the sinner shall hear his doom, depart, I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come?" And then the chorus is, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?" I will leave you with this thought tonight. Are you ready?